Well, today we are remembering one who made the greatest journey, the longest journey that it is possible to make. The Bible tells us that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So God's Son, Jesus, has made that wonderful journey from heaven to earth. And we remember that today. So we're going to watch a video together. And this will help us. I hope it's called the Happy Land Nativity. If you want to see Nativity, here we go.
Long, long ago, a girl called Mary had started to grow. Inside, she carried a wee baby boy, and an angel was sent to tell of the joy.
Angel on the rocket.
That's not in the story. Angels don't need rockets.
Mary was speechless. She didn't know how these things could have happened, but still she bowed. The angel then made an appearance to Joe, who was worried when Mary had started to show. But Gabriel said, "You may find this odd, just trust me, these things are all coming from God. Mary is carrying God's only Son, the Saviour of old, the long-promised one. So call his name Jesus, your Maker in skin. He's come now to save all his people from sin." Meanwhile, great Caesar Augustus in Rome had made a decree, "Return to your home." For Joseph, this ruling meant Bethlehem town. So they rode on their donkey all the way down.
Dad, coming to your hand.
What are you doing? She said they were riding on a donkey, not a helicopter.
Fine, that's better.
That's not in the story.
Arriving in Bethlehem, Mary was blooming. But try as they might, no hotels had room in. They asked one innkeeper, "Sir, are you able?" The innkeeper said, "Oh, go on, use my stable." So Jesus was born in a cold cattle shed, with nowhere to lay him. A trough was his bed.
Wait, what? That can't be in the story.
Actually, it is. Listen.
Now out in the fields, some angels appeared to shepherds who cowered and all of them feared. One angel said, "Peace, I bring you good news. The Saviour is born, so put on your shoes." The shepherds all hurried to old Bethlehem to worship the baby who'd been born for them. Away in the east, there lived some wise men who followed a star wherever it went. They knew it would lead them to worship the king. So gold, incense and myrrh they did bring.
It's getting crowded now.
Do you think there's room?
Now here around the baby, the world is invited. The strongest and weakest, they all are united. From wise men to shepherds, from angels to sheep. From shiniest heights to the darkest deep. So come to the manger, see God become small. The true Christmas story has room for us all.
It's bigger than you thought.
Maybe it is in the story.
The true Christmas story has room for us all. I think that's a great sort of rendition of the Nativity. It's available on YouTube if you want to show it to younger ones. It's a good thing to show. So the real Christmas story, the true Christmas story, has room for us all. I wonder if you are hosting people today, if you've got many people staying with you. People might have travelled a long way to be with you. Here we have a suitcase. And I wonder what's in the suitcase. These are kind of key things that you need. Are you wondering what's in the suitcase? Would you like to know? Maybe you don't care. But you'll be going, why has it got a suitcase on the table? So let's find out what's going on in here now. Ooh, let's see. What do we have? We have... Well, it's a special day, Christmas Day, isn't it? It's a special day. I mean, some of you have come really prepared to celebrate Christmas. And, you know, you might dress up really fancily and in a special way on a day like this. So you might wear something like this. I'm looking forward to this. This is my kilt. You might see that it's actually my kilt. And I don't wear it very often. Mostly because I've not been able to get into it, but but I'm on a journey. And who knows, you may see me in it this year. But hey, we dress up and we wear our finery, don't we, when it's a special occasion. Maybe you'll dress up and wear something special for today, for Christmas. And the Bible tells us that Jesus gave up all his glory to come to earth. He didn't come in finery and dressed up. He didn't come in a way that was the most amazing looking. And in fact, the Bible tells us that there was nothing about him that was particularly impressive. When Jesus came, when he became that first Christmas, when he came to be with us, he didn't have anything to call his own. Philippians 2:7 tells us that Jesus actually took off his kingly robes and came to earth clothed in human flesh, being born as a baby to live among us. He made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. So, that's an amazing thing, isn't it? That's what we celebrate today. Jesus made himself nothing. He didn't come in finery. He came and made himself nothing. Let's see what else we have in here. Let's see. Some of my favorites. The ambassador welcomes you to his reception, if you remember that advert. Ferrero Rocher. Maybe you've got some of these and you would like them. Would anyone like these? You can't have them because they're mine. And I'm adopting the spirit of Tim this morning. But someone's obviously bringing something to the feast. You know, when people, it's a great tradition, isn't it? When you go somewhere, you bring something. So if you've arrived for Christmas lunch today, what have you brought to the table? It's a good question. What are you bringing to the table? Or are you just expecting to get fed? Now, that's okay. I don't mind it. When people come to us, I expect to do the feeding. But it's the kind of traditional thing that we kind of offer something and we give something. Here's a lovely bunch of box of Ferrero Rocher for after dinner. And I may well tuck into one. I might be trying to lose weight, but it's Christmas. I can't help it. And we celebrate, don't we? And yet, and when Jesus was born, there was no great celebration. There was no great kind of party going on. Let's just bring up the second slide. Jesus was born in poverty. You know, we have so much. Most of us here are doing okay. Maybe some of us are struggling, but we have so much. Jesus was born without having all the paraphernalia that we have. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. There was no big celebration for Jesus. He was born in poverty in a room where animals had been kept, probably not a stable, but probably just part of a house, and where his bed was an animal feeding trough. So when we tuck in later on today, let's remember the circumstances which Jesus was born into. What else is there? Oh, look, some nice comfy slippers. Maybe you're looking forward to a nice, quiet, relaxing day, putting your feet up and being served. Anybody looking forward to someone making you Christmas dinner and it all coming to the table and you eating and drinking and being looked after and having a great... I'm looking forward to that happening in my home as well today. Yeah, I'm getting a shake of head. That ain't happening. And Christmas can be a bit like that, can't it? Now, let me just say at this point, see if that's what you're thinking, that somebody else is going to do all the work. Don't let it happen. Be falling over yourself. Whoever's doing the cooking, make sure they're getting help. Now, sometimes the cook doesn't want you in the kitchen. That's what happens in our house. Get out of my kitchen. I don't want you here. And when we get guests, sometimes the guests kind of want to take over and come, oh, can I help? Can I help? And they get in the way, and it's really difficult, and you send them away. But the thing I love them doing is to say, can we help tidy up and maybe do the washing up if you don't have a dishwasher? So be a servant. You know why we be a servant today? We should be a servant today and help out as much as we can because Jesus himself came to be a servant. He came to serve us. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus served, so we should serve. I've just decided these are quite good to have. I feel like I could, you know... You know, just make point with having a couple of slippers in my hand. Jesus came to serve. He didn't come to rule over people. He didn't come to expecting other people to serve him. He came to serve us. So let's remember that today. And we think about, not just today, but every day, how can I serve others? How can I make life better for them? How can I follow in the footsteps of Jesus, the one who came to serve? So what else have we got? Aha, we have a gift. This is a gift for someone who we'll give this to a bit later on in the day. But it's a lovely gift to be able to give to someone something that is precious and something that is special and something that is going to be good for them. It's good to come ready to give gifts. And it's great to receive gifts, but it's also good to give them as well, if you can, even if that's only your love. When Jesus came, he came with a special gift for each one of us. He came with the gift of salvation, salvation from sin. The greatest, if you want a verse that sums up Christmas, it's this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Why did Jesus come? What's the special gift that Jesus came to give us? He came to bring us salvation, to put us into relationship with Jesus, with himself and with God again. So let's remember that above all. And we're going to do something right at the end of our time together this morning that I hope will help you remember today that that's the greatest gift that any human being can receive. Now, so we've learned that Jesus came on this journey from the glories of heaven to earth. And we've learned about some of the things he came to do on that journey when he came with us. So what we're going to do now is we have an opportunity to respond. You know, sometimes we come on Christmas Day because it's what we do. It's a kind of traditional thing to do, to come to the Christmas Day service. But I think it's always good to respond, to be thinking, you know, how does this affect me? What might I do in response to this great gift that God has given me and his son Jesus? So I'm going to invite you to do something now by way of response. It's not a big thing, but we love to give gifts, don't we? Some of us love to give gifts. We really love to be able to do that. So I wanted to give a gift to everyone who came today. In order to receive the gift, you've got to come and get it. All right? So basically, we're going to sing another song. What we might sing "The One Who Is Born to Love" again right at the very end, if that's okay. But we're going to sing another song. And as we sing this, I'm going to invite you to come and receive a gift. Okay? And I'm not going to say anything more than that until you come up and get it. And then maybe at the end, I'll explain it a bit more. Okay? So if you want to come and receive a gift, and poor folk are going, what's it going to? And this is genuine. It's serious. It's something that you'll be able to use later on in the day, and I hope it will have some meaning to you, not just today, but in the days to come, and it will remind you especially of this day. So I invite you to come. If you don't come, then I've got a lot of stuff that I need to get rid of somehow. Okay, so you need to come, basically. So let's stand to sing. We're going to sing this song, "O Come, All You Faithful," and as you come, you will receive a gift. I'm going to stand here and make this happen. Received their gift. This is turning you into Del Boy, isn't it? Basically, with my stock of little plastic candles. But it was, if we gave out real candles, people get really nervous about it, about its health and safety. You saw what the reaction was earlier, the possibility. So I thought what we'd do is, I hope you can read what's written on them. And if we could just say these words together, okay? Just read it. It says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And if you can manage to put it on as well, if everybody can get them on. Did you not get one? Do I need to come to you and bring you one? Plenty. I've got another 300 to know. So my hope is this. Today, Jesus is my hope. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. It's been one of our watchwords this year. as a church. It's all about Jesus. Here's the thing. Take this home. Don't stick it in your bedroom or hide it away. But maybe at Christmas dinner today, just have one or all of them, if there's lots of you together, have them all at your place at the table. And Jesus is the extra guest there. Jesus, the light of the world, who made that journey from the glories of heaven to be with us. And maybe, just maybe, this will help remind you of that. And then it's not like a Christmas cracker gift. It's a little bit better than that. Most of them are a bit rubbish. But it's the kind of thing that you can take away and you can take to your room and you can put on a windowsill and light it up of an evening. You need to change the batteries at some point. I don't know how long they'll last for. But it will remind you that Jesus is with you. He came for you. God loves you. So hold on to it. And I know it's only a small thing, but may it remind you of the light of Jesus coming to you this Christmas. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. Help us to follow him today and every day. We remember today those who can't be with us, those who have traveled to be with family and friends, those who are in different parts of the world, those who are in hospital. We remember Catherine Murray. We remember Fred Norwood as well. He was taken unwell yesterday and was taken to hospital. Lord, we pray for healing for them and for your presence to be close to both of them and their families this Christmas. And we remember the need for light and life and peace that there is in our lives and in the life of the world. And help us to be people who serve, to show the light of Christ to those around us. For we ask it in his name. Amen.